Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about August corn and soybean estimates for 2018. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Extension Economist. So this is talking about the August World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report and implications for corn and soybean markets. Josh, the estimates for U.S. production, yield, and ending stocks have all increased. Why do we see such a large increase in those numbers?
Yeah, Amy, the latest report included some fireworks, and perhaps the biggest were the soybean estimates. The USDA raised the projected soybean ending stocks to 785 million bushels. This is 205 million more than the same estimate back in July. And a big reason for this was the expected increase in yield and production. Expected production was up to 4.6 billion bushels, and projected yields were raised to 51.6 bushels per acre. And this was up 3 bushels over the July estimate of 48.5. So the story continues to be great growing conditions for much of the soybean crop. And the record average yield was around 52 bushels per acre, so the forecasted 51.6 is getting really close near that record yield number.
Despite the numbers in the report, there is still a lot of unknown on the demand side for soybeans, right?
That's correct. It's looking like a large crop. And the demand side of the story is troubled by trade disruptions, such as the concerns with China. Despite the continued trade issues, the report actually raised export expectations, but this was primarily due to the lower prices we've seen over the past few months. And those low prices should lead to increased exports to other countries.
Does the soybean market stabilize any now, or is there more downside risk?
Yeah, I just don't expect that we're going to see a lot of stabilization of the soybean market. You know, given the yield situation, you know, expecting a large crop and the concerns on the trade side of things, I think uncertainty will continue to be the word to use as we move towards harvest. But there's just generally not a lot of upside potential to be seen right now for prices.
Are there any suggested marketing strategies for Mississippi producers, given all that we've talked about?
Unfortunately, I think we're in a wait-and-see environment in terms of marketing. So the best marketing opportunities passed earlier in the season, and hopefully many producers took advantage of some forward pricing or risk management options back then. Potential weather or harvest issues over the next few weeks appear to be the factors to watch for producers looking for another marketing window.
There was a surprise at the U.S. corn estimates from the USDA. Tell me about those numbers.
Yeah, so the big news for corn was a projected record production average of 178.4 bushels per acre. This is up sharply from the estimate of 174 bushels just a month ago. And so this increased expected yield led to an increase in the expected ending stocks and the general indication of a very large corn crop.
Is there going to be so much corn and soybeans that prices will be lower down the road?
There's going to be a lot of corn and soybeans both, which will continue to put downward pressure on prices. The prices of both commodities were lower upon the release of the latest report. And I think supplies are a big story that's not getting quite as much attention as the demand side with the trade issues. And don't get me wrong, the trade concerns for soybeans with China are significant and are definitely impacting prices. But it's really the combination of those concerns with the large expected supplies that is leading to the low prices we are seeing.
Are soybean acres going to transition to corn or cotton next year, since the USDA numbers were fairly bearish for beans?
It's certainly a possibility, and if the decision had to be made today based on current prices, then I would say definitely so. But we have a long way to go before planning decisions have to be made, and a lot could change between now and then. Primarily, if we work out a trade deal with China that could improve the soybean market significantly. 2018 was the first year since 1983 that U.S. producers planted more soybeans than corn. The current conditions suggest 2019 will reverse back to corn. For Mississippi producers, cotton is likely to be an attractive choice when compared to both soybeans and corn.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Extension Economist Dr. Josh Maples. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.